Welcome back. Football Friday night, week 9 edition, 104.5 The Zone. I'm Chad Withrow. Jonathan Schaefer, our producer tonight, filling in for Ryan Albanese and doing a great job. So a little bit later, instead of a 104.5 The Zone game of the week, since Summit Shelbyville got canceled, we're going to send you out to a number of games across the mid-state, across the state. May even check in on some East Tennessee games, West Tennessee games. Will Bowling will join me from 7 until about 9:30 as we go through some of the games as they happen. 9:30 to 11 tonight, Chris Eakes will join me, and we'll have our normal Friday night final show as we give you all the final scores from across the mid-state. Every week, this is becoming one of my favorite features, hopefully one of your favorite features on our high school football coverage. Blake Bedingfield, former director of college scouting for the Tennessee Titans, joins us. He's watching a lot of film, going to a lot of games of high school football players. He's going to give us his scouting report of some of these players. And in fact, Blake, I was thrilled to hear from you this week that a certain coach from a certain Power 5 program happened to listen to one of the podcasts of this segment and got a little bit more interested in a certain player from the mid-state that you talked about in recent weeks.
You know, I did. I had a coach reach out to me that heard the podcast and not actually in this state, someone that is far-reaching, and they reached out to me about one of the prospects that I scouted and wanted a little bit more information about that player. So we are reaching all parts of the country with some of the local high school talent in Nashville.
Love to hear it. Jonathan Schaefer, by the way, will podcast this segment, and you can get that at the 104.5 The Zone podcast. Subscribe there to 104.5 The Zone. Just search that, Apple, Spotify, wherever you go, and you'll find that podcast. And maybe another Power 5 coach will hear this and think twice about a player when they hear Blake talk about them, and hopefully it'll end up helping out some of the players in the area. And Blake, this week, had a chance to go out to Summit High School and talk with the Wade twins, Destin and Keaton. Unfortunately, we will not have their game live this week. It's been canceled tonight against Shelbyville because of some COVID-19 issues. But I want to start with your scouting report of Destin Wade, the player who's been playing all year, the quarterback at Summit. What you see in him and maybe where you project him at the next level?
You know, this is this family has really good genetics, good, big, good-looking athletes. Destin is about 6'3", 205 pounds. You know, he's got excellent size frame. At the quarterback position, he's got a really good ear-to-level delivery. He gets the ball out of his hand quick. As a runner, he's a little bit of a long strider, has some one speed to him when he gets out in the open field, has those long legs, so he has more of that 200-meter-looking running style than an actual, you know, short stop-and-go type quickness. He's very comfortable on his rollouts when he's outside the pocket. He can roll to his right and left and deliver downfield. Has some jump balls that need to be cleaned up. He trusts his receivers very well to win some of those 50-50 balls, but he has the ability to drive the ball outside the numbers when he sets his feet, uses good fundamentals and technique. He can do that, but right now he's trusting those receivers a lot. So that's something that's going to have to be cleaned up on the next level. But he's got solid arm strength when he does drive it, good frame, good athleticism. He actually is the type of athlete that you could see even making a move to another position. You know, he's the type that you could see maybe being an H-back tight end on the next level. If quarterback doesn't work out, don't know the kid personally and not sure what his dreams and aspirations are, but, you know, he has a chance at the quarterback position, but would also be able to move to another position as well.
Yeah, and I was talking to his coach this week, and I know Virginia interested in him maybe as a quarterback also, but a lot of interest at different positions. And his twin brother, Keaton Wade, similar story. A good athlete, not quite sure where he projects. Blake, what do you think when you see Keaton Wade play, who's had some injury problems this year?
Yeah, a little bit bigger than his twin brother, a little heavier he looks like on film, 6'4", 210. Good size. He's got real good arm length. Again, kind of a one-speed type, long-speed type runner. But when he plays that outside linebacker position, he really uses that arm length and size very well to his advantage. He can use it well versus the rush to use as a one-arm stab when he's coming around the edge. He also can play the block at him when he's containing on the outside. He'll use that one-arm stab and controls most tackles he plays against. He needs to work on his pad level. As a tall player, he gets a little high and allows smaller, less talented offensive linemen into his pads, playing with a little bit better leverage. That comes with a tall young kid. He's got very good football instincts. He diagnoses plays pretty quickly. I think he has good instincts at the linebacker position. You even see him at the running back position at times, and he actually has good instincts there. Now probably a running back on the next level, but could make a transition again, like his brother, to an H-back or tight end position. But, you know, if he starts playing with a little bit faster tempo, and that happens with some of the young players at times, anticipating blocks instead of looking just to dominate and shed blocks on the move as a fast player. So there are some things to work on, but the size, the strength, and the length is there to make that transition to the next level.
Blake Bedingfield, our scout, one of the former director of college scouting for the Tennessee Titans, and he talks us through some of the top high school prospects in the area every week. Let's go to CPA next, Blake, and a program you know a lot about. Kane Patterson was a great player at CPA, and his younger brother, Langston Patterson, now a great player at CPA. What can you tell us about the younger Patterson?
A lot of Pattersons. Langston is 6'1", 220. He's got good size now. He really matured over the past year in terms of his size and weight and strength. This is an outstanding worker as a player as well. Very good play speed. This guy's got production on both sides of the ball. You see him last week in the Ravenwood game, rush for over 100 yards. He had 3 touchdown runs. But he is an outstanding linebacker. He's a very good athlete. He can cover and play in zone coverage. He's a man-cover linebacker versus a running back and tight end. He has outstanding read and recognition skills. He reads, plays, and reacts extremely quick. Top-level instincts for this linebacker. He's a big hitter when he can square up one. If he can square up a running back in the hole or he can square up someone on the outside, he's going to strike you. He makes plays in the tackle box, and he can also make plays sideline to sideline. This is a player that has sneaky speed. I think his speed is good, but his anticipation, his awareness, his instincts, and his ability to read and react really gets him to the outside on the outside runs very well. The running back is really good in high school, but he's going to be a linebacker on the next level. He could be an inside backer in the 3-4. He could play a Mike linebacker. He even has those skills where he could actually be a wheel linebacker in the 4-3 as well. This is a guy that's only going to get better heading from his junior year, which is now to his senior year next year. And I anticipate really good things. Like his brother Kane, who went to Clemson, Langston's a very good linebacker with a big ceiling.
Blake Bedingfield, one of the very best at breaking down players at any level, and we're thrilled to have him on Friday nights on 104.5 The Zone, breaking down some high school talent from the area. Blake, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again next Friday for Week 10.
Hey, I look forward to it. It's fall now, and the weather feels like football, so enjoy your Friday night.